little small correction. What my time spent in the Boston area is home visits, not home programs, because programs have a certain connotation. It's the family and myself and a cameraman. So that may make it a little bit easier for your mind. I'm being very, very strict with protocols for protection. The Govardhan Lila is celebrated during this auspicious month of Kartik. We're on the 15th day of the lunar month of Kartik, and the first 14 days ended yesterday with the Amvasya. So the dark moon night was the 14th, and the full moon beginning and the waning of the full moon started on the 1st. So this gives you an idea during the Kartik month when the Govardhan Lila was performed. And as you see from this painting, it's from the newer Krishna book version. Krishna is standing on top of a mound because he was just a 7-year-old boy, and 7-year-olds are generally shorter than the adults. So he stood on top of a mound so that when he held his hand upright, the hill of Govardhan was like an umbrella shielding everyone from the torrential rain that was coming down upon the whole of Vrindavan. And it was an opportunity for Krishna to show to the residents of Vrindavan his power protection, because those who surrender unto Krishna want Krishna's protection. He showed his capacity to curb the pride of his heavenly king Indra, because Krishna doesn't like pride in the hearts of his devotees. So, dear devotees, don't put Krishna through the trouble of having to lift a mountain in order to curb our pride. Let us hear this pastime, because it has a potency to help us overcome the tendency of pride, a big obstacle on the path of the body. And most importantly, Krishna was giving an opportunity for all the residents of Vrindavan that you see gathered beneath the hill of Govardhan to enjoy his company uninterruptedly. The nature of Krishna's pastimes are that during the 8 different times of the day that his day is divided up, different devotees would have his association and others would be separated from him. And that's the nature of relationship. It's meeting and separation, sambhoga and vipralamba. And those that are feeling very intense love, when there is separation, it's very difficult. So he arranged his pastime specifically, purposely, intentionally, so that all the associates of Vrindavan could have his association all at once, like a grand crescendo. Some of you like music. Most devotees like music. We're a very musical organization. So those of you that have attended or participated in some kind of an orchestration music, sometimes in the musical score, there's different sets of musical instruments. The violins go away for some time, and then there's silence, and then the bass instruments, and then the percussion instruments, and then the high-pitched piccolo instruments, and then this and that, and together, and there's a grand crescendo of the orchestra, all the musicians together. That's Govardhan Lila. The pastimes of Krishna are like waves of bhavas, Prema is a series of ecstasies for those who are in the ocean of prema or prema rasa. Rupa Goswami teaches us the spiritual world is an ocean of prema rasa. And this Govardhan Leela is a grand crescendo, a big maximizing of those waves of bhavas crashing together and moving together and having a grand symphony of loving devotion. That's what Govardhan Leela means to me during this time spent, this during the Kartik month. One young girl asked very innocently, "What's your favorite pastime?" And without hesitation, this is it. We're discussing a pastime where Krishna is satisfying uninterruptedly the desire to be with Krishna for 7 days and seven nights. Very special leela. So let us proceed. Something is not working right here. The slides are not moving, even manually. You did something. What'd you do? Okay. You see on the slide here a picture, a painting, of Palash Jamuni. Host would like me to unmute. Okay. Palash Jamuni is carrying Govardhan Hill. In the whole narration of the Govardhan Leela, Garga Samhita teaches us some very important understandings. It's not muted. Can you hear me okay? Someone who is our host can some...
Yes, Maharaj.
Okay, then I'll continue.
We can hear you.
Okay, thank you very much. You're very clear. Strong voice. Okay. Garga Samhita describes how Govardhan came to this earth planet, to Vrindavan Dham. And the description goes like this. In the spiritual world, in Krishna Loka, Radha and Krishna were seated together, and Krishna began to smile very mildly and very happily. And Radha became curious and asked, "What is it that is making you smile in this way?" Krishna said, "Very soon, our pastimes in the earthly realm will be taking place, and you and I will go there and display to the whole world our wonderful loving pastimes together." And Radha frowned. And she said, "How can we leave this place with the river Jamuna, Govardhan Hill, and all of the cows?" And Krishna's response was, "All of that has already been arranged. Govardhan has appeared on earth." And so the explanation of how Govardhan appeared on earth goes like this, according to Garga Samhita. An arrangement was made for Govardhan Hill to appear on earth as the son of Drona. Drona is the name of a hill in a place known as Shamali Dweep. Shamali Dweep, you can look it up in the fifth canto Bhagavatam. It's in a region that's west of Bharatvarsha. So the great sage Palascha was on tour, traveling here and there, and he came across these Drona Chala, the hill of Drona, that was just astounding and amazing. He heard this wonderful glorification of this mountain, that when Giriraj or Govardhan appeared there, all the other mountains recognized, you're the best. You're the king of mountains. Thus, the name Giriraj, the king of mountains, he was known. So he made the Palashcha, made a request of Drona that I have just one request, please fulfill. And it's very reminiscent of Vishvamitra Muni's visit to Dasarath, who immediately Dasarath receiving Vishvamitra Muni said, you come for some reason, whatever it is, the answer is yes, tell me what it is that I can do for you. So similarly, Palashya made such a request. And Drona said, yes, whatever it is. And he said, where I stay in Kashi, there's no mountains. But this son of yours, Govardhan, I would like very much to bring him with me back to Kashi so I can engage in my meditation and austerities and practices there. Drona was very sad to hear this request. And he turned to Govardhan and said, only if you agree. Thinking that Govardhan would be unable to bear separation from Drona, his father. But Govardhan said, all right, I'll go, but I have one condition. The condition is that when Palashya picks me up to take me to Kashi, wherever it is that he sets me down, that's it, I'm not going to move again. It was agreed, and Palashya, as we see in the painting, he had powers like Hanuman. He could travel in the air, and he could lift heavy objects like a mountain or the peak of a mountain, as Hanuman did. And he was traveling, towards Kashi, until he reached the area of Vrindavan. And by providential arrangement, he had to answer the call of nature. And so, forgetting the pledge that he made to Govardhan, he placed Govardhan down where Govardhan is today and answered the call of nature. And when he returned, he started to lift Govardhan again, but he was unable to lift Govardhan. And the explanation given by Govardhan was, you made a pledge, you made a promise, we're here, and I shall not go further. Palashya, being a great sage, understood the intention, as you see at the bottom of this painting. He then gave a curse. All right, you engaged me in carrying you here to Vrindavan, but I know that you simply want to be where Krishna will be making his appearance in the future, so I give you this curse. There's the curse mudra pointing at Govardhan Hill. Every day that passes, you are going to shrink the size of one mustard seed. So that was a long time ago, even before Krishna's appearance. And according to Garga Samhita, the size of Govardhan Hill, it is not going forward. It's not going. I'm pressing enter. It's not going forward. We're having some technology problems, Prabhu. Sorry about that. Okay, so what do I do for the next one? Okay. As you see on the slide, according to Garga Samhita, Govardhan was much taller and bigger. 117 kilometers long. Imagine going on Govardhan Parikrama like that. 72 kilometers wide and 29 kilometers high, or the equivalent of two yojanas, or 18 miles, or it could be 16 miles, depending on how many miles to a yojana. But now we find that Govardhan is only 80 feet tall, at the highest point. So what does this mean? It means Palashya Muni's curse is being effective, or if you're a resident of Vrindavan, you'll understand it differently. Who can curse Govardhan? Because Govardhan is non-different than Krishna. But rather, it's the mood of the servant of Krishna, Hari Das Varya, the servant of Krishna, is feeling separation from Krishna, and thus is shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. So that's how Govardhan came to be in Vrindavan. And here's another nice painting of Palashtimuni lifting Govardhan Hill. Now here's a nice photograph of Govardhan Hill itself. And we'll do a Bhakti Shastri quiz question for you all right now. It's fill in the blank. And the question is, the greatest of all of the devotees of Krishna is, you might say, somebody might say, gopis, because we're followers of Lord Chaitanya, and we understand the gopis. It's right in one of the celebrated verses that we recite regularly. The greatest of all Krishna's devotees are the gopis. Or you might say, well, amongst the gopis, Radharani is the best amongst the gopis. So those are both good answers. And somebody else may say, well, even amongst all the devotees, Balaram is the best because Balaram serves Krishna in all of the rasas at the same time. He has such a service mood. The mood of service emanates from Balaram. So those are all good answers. But if we ask the gopis who's the best, they'll tell us, it's right in Srimad Bhagavatam, of all the devotees, this Govardhan Hill is the best. It's a translation of the verse. They say in their prayers, oh my friends, this hill supplies Krishna and Balaram along with their calves, cows, and cowherd friends with all kinds of necessities. Now, isn't that something that a devotee does for the master? Without even being asked, the devotee understands the needs of the master and fulfills the needs of the master abundantly. Govardhan supplies water for drinking, very soft grass, caves, fruits, flowers, and vegetables. In this way, the hill offers respect to the Lord, respect and, of course, service of all kinds. And we'll hear some of these details. Here's a nice painting of some caves by the side of Govardhan Hill. Here's Radha and Krishna enjoying their pastimes, and sometimes they like entering into these caves and enjoying their pastimes together. Govardhan also features soft roots for eating. In the village life, roots are very valuable. Jewels for ornamenting the body. And flat places for sitting. Here's Radha and Krishna by the side of Govardhan Hill, enjoying together and sitting on the flat sitting places that Govardhan provides. Here's another beautiful painting. On the slopes of the Govardhan Hill, you see two cows. And there, by the side of Govardhan Hill, Krishna is playing upon his all-attractive flute. And Radha is charmed as they're sitting together on the flat sitting places provided by Govardhan. Very nice painting in the background is Govardhan Hill. You'll see some cows by the side of Govardhan Hill. And here they are at the base of Govardhan Hill, enjoying as they do daily loving pastimes. In this way, the hill offers respects to the Lord. This is how the gopis see Govardhan Hill. Thus, Krishna, the form of Govardhan Hill, shows how to render pure devotional service. These words are taken directly from Krishna book, Prabhupada's own words. Here's an aerial photograph of Govardhan Hill. Now, many of you have been to Govardhan, and you probably haven't seen it from an airplane vantage point. Govardhan actually runs due north and south, but here, because of the dimension of Govardhan, it's at an angle. And Govardhan Hill is sometimes compared to a peacock, just like you might see a peacock perched on a branch. And the middle part, the torso, pictured in this image here is Govardhan Town. You'll see the many roofs, tops of houses. And look closely, just under that word Govardhan is Nansi Ganga. That's the torso portion of Govardhan Hill, and the long tail or punch has a dangling feature, as the tail of a peacock will dangle behind the peacock. And going up, there's a slender neck, and then at the top of the slender neck are the two eyes and mouth of the peacock, the two eyes being Radhakund Shyamakund. And those who have been there, you know, Karavind is in that same section of Govardhan Hill. And those of you that have performed Govardhan Parikrama or will in the future, you may be able to see there's Kusum Sarovar along the eastern side. Commonly devotees, ISKCON devotees at least, begin their Parikrama at that place and go down along the eastern side all the way down to the tail at the far left corner, and then up the western side, and again approach Radhakund, Shyamakund, and back to Kusum Sarovar. So that's the picture of Govardhan Hill and how Govardhan came, and now let us begin the Leela. I hope you like paintings, as I do. A little sharing for those of you that may not know this. The first temple that I lived in as a Hare Krishna ashram was in Boston. And when I was living in Boston in 1970, summer, the BBT wasn't known as BBT at that time. It was still known as ISKCON Press. North Beacon Street, the press was in that same building that was the temple. And at the end of the Sankirtan day, I would go, I wasn't supposed to, but I did it anyways, to the space where the artists were painting these paintings. And I would sit quietly, not disturbing their artwork. And they would describe the pastime of Krishna, because at that time they were painting Krishna book paintings, and describe the pastime. So that was the baby pablum that I grew up with in Krishna consciousness, seeing the images as they were being put onto the canvas and hearing the pastime. So that's one of the reasons why I like doing what I'm doing right now, showing these nice paintings. The pastime begins, the Govardhan Leela pastime begins, with Krishna having a conversation with Nanda. It's in the afternoon, in the mornings, the pastime with the wives of the brahmanas. And after that pastime was completed, Krishna continued walking along the side of Govardhan Hill, and he saw a whole large assembly of paraphernalia for some kind of a festival. So Krishna approached his father and requested, "Please explain to me, what is this festival that's being arranged?" And specifically he asked, "Is this a family tradition, or is it something that's enjoined within the Vedas?" There is a distinction between things that someone may do that's just part of a family tradition. Family tradition doesn't mean it's a zero, but it's to be followed. But something that's enjoined in the Vedas is something that must be followed. It's enjoined. And then Krishna said, "If it's from the Vedas, then please explain to me the purpose of this particular function. Because if one does an activity, even if it's enjoined and you do the activity, but you don't know the meaning behind it, you won't get the full benefit." which is one of Rupa Goswami's teachings and nectar of instruction also. We need to know the purpose behind what we're doing in addition to doing. And so Nanda explained that their cowherds by their occupation, and because their occupation as cowherds depends upon rainfall, so that there's proper agriculture, and that there's grasses for the cows to eat, we're giving back to Indra because he supplied nice rainfall this year. That was the explanation. So it's joined in the Vedas. You see in the front portion of this image, that's a big pile of paraphernalia for the yajna. Just behind the paraphernalia, that's the brahmanas who are preparing themselves to perform the yajna. And behind Nanda, that's the elders of Vrindavan who are all hearing this discussion. Very beautiful painting. And after Krishna hears the purpose explained by Nanda Maharaj, he has already made up his mind to curb the pride of Indra, so he stops the yajna this way. He says, since Lord Indra cannot in any way change the destiny of human beings, which is born of their own nature, why should people worship him? And there's more details given, but essentially what Krishna is speaking is an atheistic philosophy. You probably puzzled over this, as did I when I first heard that. Why is Krishna speaking an atheistic philosophy? He's not that he had conviction or wants us to have conviction in karma mimamsa philosophy. The idea, the essence of this philosophy is, it doesn't really matter whether there's God or there isn't God. And whether you worship God or you don't worship God, it really doesn't matter. Because if there's God, he's only administering according to karma, destiny. And so just do good karma. And God or no God, you don't need to worship Indra. You just do good karma and you get good fortune. That karma mimamsa philosophy in simplified terms. Instead, may a sacrifice for the pleasure of the cows, the brahmanas, and Govardhan Hill begin. With all the paraphernalia collected for worshiping Indra, let this sacrifice be performed instead. He redirected everyone's attention to these three: cows, brahmanas, and Govardhan Hill. So Krishna's Krishna worshippers like all three. Let many different kinds of food be cooked, from sweet rice to vegetable soups, many kinds of fancy cakes, both baked and fried, should be prepared. And let all the milk products, they should be taken for this sacrifice. Just cook up everything that's meant for the yajna, turn it into cooked foods and make a big offering. Now there's some versions of this narration that Nanda is smiling. He loves Krishna, so he makes a proposal. Well, let's use half of the paraphernalia like you're describing, and the other half we'll do a yajna for Indra. Krishna wanted everything to go for Govardhan Hill. The brahmanas are very important in this procedure. The brahmanas, who are learned in Vedic mantras, must properly invoke the sacrificial fires. Then you should feed the priests with nicely prepared food and reward them with cows and other gifts. After giving food to everyone else, including such fallen souls as dogs and dog-eaters. We don't really think there were dog-eaters in Vrindavan during Krishna's time, but everyone, you should give grass to the cows and then present your respectful offerings to Govardhan Hill. And that's what everybody did. After everyone has eaten to his satisfaction, you should dress very handsomely and circumambulate the cows, brahmanas, sacrificial fires, and Govardhan Hill. Very nice painting. You see Krishna down at the bottom, standing next to Balaram, standing in front of Nanda and his elder brother Upananda, and he's indicating, gesturing towards Govardhan Hill, how the worship of Govardhan Hill is to take place. So the Karhat community did everything that he said. Nice painting of Nanda worshipping Govardhan Hill. They arranged for the brahmanas to recite the auspicious Vedic mantras using the paraphernalia that had been intended for Indra's sacrifice. They presented offerings to Govardhan Hill and the brahmanas with reverential respect. I like this little drawing. They're feeding the cows. They're nice big bowls of grass before each of the cows. And it's a pretty fancy goshal. To me, it looks like a palace. And they tended to the cows. Then, placing the cows, bulls, and calves in front of them, they circumambulated Govardhan Hill. Is another image, same artist, showing, tending to the cows on the left. Krishna, Balaram, and the cowherds taking care of the cows, getting them ready for the circumambulation, and there they go. As the beautifully ornamented cowherd ladies followed along, riding on wagons drawn by oxen, they sang the glories of Lord Krishna and the song single with the brahmanas, chanting of benedictions. When you read carefully, as you read carefully the pastimes of Krishna, you'll find the singing of the glories of Krishna is in very prominent. For example, when Krishna would perform activities during the day, even before they got back to the village, the cowherd boys, on the way back, they would be singing songs with one another as they were approaching Vrindavan town. And then when they got to town, they would describe all the activities of Krishna, and during the rest of the evening, the elders would all be singing songs that they composed, describing the pastimes of Krishna. When Mother Yashoda was churning butter during this particular period of time, the Damodar Leela, she was singing songs. And those of you that have been to Vrindavan, you know, it's just part of village life even today. The singing of songs and spontaneous melodies and words and just singing and singing and singing. The Hare Krishna movement is certainly a singing organization. And Vrindavan life is also filled with singing of the praises and glories of Krishna. Nice painting that shows mounds of rice and so many other cooked foods that have been made ready to worship Govardhan Hill. This photograph is a section of Govardhan that's known as Aniyor. Down further along the eastern side is the town of Aniyor, but this whole vast area is where the Anakut was set up. The whole area was spread with cooked foods. And after it was made arrangements to worship Govardhan in this way, Krishna wanted to instill faith in the cowherd men. This is not just the babbling of a small boy, but the hill of Govardhan is none different than Lord Hari. So Krishna assumed a form of Lord Hari, unprecedented, huge form. In the foreground, we see the brahmanas with their yajñas. In the middle of the painting, it's the cowherd boys and the cows and the vrijbasis. They're still doing the parikrama around Govardhan Hill. And when they came to this Aniyor section, Krishna appeared and manifested his form of Lord Hari. And in the painting, we see Krishna bowing before Krishna. And in the background is Govardhan Hill. That's another form of Krishna. This is one of my favorite understandings of the Govardhan Leela. In different pastimes of Krishna, we find that he can expand himself and appear as multiple Krishnas, like at Rasa Dance or in Dwaraka, but they're identical Krishnas. Here's three different forms of Krishna at the same time. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And Krishna said, just see how this hill has appeared in person and bestowed mercy upon us. And not only he appeared, but then very quickly, everything, the whole anakut that was placed before him was consumed and everything was gone. And everyone was amazed, who can eat that much? But even after all of that was gone, Hari called out loudly, Aniyor, Aniyor. Now, I don't speak the local language, but I understand that means, I want more. I want more. Bring me more. And so the Brijbasis didn't have more. They went to their storerooms, gathered whatever they could, made a second anukut presentation before Lord Hari, and he ate everything very quickly. And then he said again, Aniyor, Aniyor. And they were in great distress. What to do, what to do? Fortunately, Balaram was with them, and he knew what to do. But he got a tulsi leaf, placed a tulsi leaf in Lord Hari's hand, and that satisfied him. So to this day, when we make offerings to Krishna, and each one of the preparations, we're instructed to place a tulsi leaf, and this is most satisfying to Lord Hari. Meanwhile, in the heavenly realm, this Leela is being performed to help Indra overcome a problem that he has, although he's certainly a devotee, and he's certainly very pious, and he's certainly very opulent, but sometimes very opulent people, even devotees, may become proud, and he became proud. His pride was inflamed. He became furious with Nanda Maharaj, the king of the cowards. They were going to have a yajna for him, and instead they were accepting Krishna as the one who they would take direction from. So he called the Samvartaka cloud. You can hear, it's a sound effects. It's a recording, don't worry. That's the thunder of a thunderstorm. Here it's going to come again. I'll be paused so you can hear it better. Samvartaka, the cloud of universal devastation, was summoned by Indra and pointed to the earthly realm and told Samvartaka, go and destroy. Go and remove their pride and bring their animals to destruction. I will follow you, riding on my elephant and taking with me powerful wind gods to decimate the cowherd village of Nanda Maharaj. Pride is pretty dangerous. We hear about this multiple times in Krishna's pastimes, when Narada is considering Nalakuvira and Manigriva and pride that's within them, and very dangerous. His discussion, his contemplation about the danger of pride, very, 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 triple very bad, very detrimental. No, Krishna doesn't like pride, even a little, even with the gopis. He doesn't like pride. So beware. Beware of the beast called pride. So Sambhartaka came, there's a nice painting. Sambhartaka is showering torrential rain upon the inhabitants of Vrindavan, tormenting them. And as the rain went down, clouds blazed with lightning bolts and roared with thunder. As the clouds hurled large hailstones, thick torrents of rain as thick as massive columns, the whole land of Vrindavan became flooded, submerged in water. High ground could no longer be distinguished from low ground. The cows and the other animals, shivering from the excessive rain and wind, and the cowherd men and ladies, pained by the cold, all approached Govinda for shelter. If you're a Brijbasi, you better get ready for difficulties, because difficulties come. And what do you do when difficulties come? If you're a Brijbasi, you call out to Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, oh fortunate one, please deliver the cows from the wrath of Indra. Oh Lord, you are so affectionate to your devotees, please save us also. They put the cows before themselves because they're cowherds. And when you're attached to someone or something, that becomes even more important to you than your own life. Those of you that may be parents, you can think. If there's some difficulty, you may place yourself at risk in order to save your dependent children. So the cows are like that for the resident of Vrindavan. The cows come first. Like Uttara said to Krishna, please save this child that's within my womb. Let this Brahmastra, whatever it is, kill me, but save the child within my womb. So this is their affection, their cowherds. They give protection to the cows. The cows and other animals, shivering from the excessive rain, and the cowherd men and ladies, pained by the cold, approached Govinda for shelter. Krishna saw all this, and he heard their calls. And they were rendered practically unconscious by the onslaught of hail and blasting wind. Krishna immediately understood, this is the work of Indra. He became very angry because of his pride. So Krishna considered, since demigods are endowed with mode of goodness, this false pride of considering oneself the Lord should certainly not affect them. Because we have stopped the sacrifice, Indra has caused this unusually fierce, unseasonable rain together with terrible winds and hail. By my mystic power, I will completely counteract this disturbance caused by Indra. When I break the false prestige of those bereft of goodness, my purpose is to bring them relief. Very important. Very important. Sometimes, maybe more than we would like, sometimes devotees are put into difficulty. And somebody may say, oh, Krishna's not being kind. My friend or me or my family or some relative or somebody I know out there, they're in difficulty. Why is Krishna doing this? And here Krishna is saying the difficulty is to bring relief to those who have other than pure goodness in the heart, and he is relieving us from those difficulties. It's stated like this in Brahma Samhita, and here it is stated in the pastime of Govardhan Hill. I must therefore protect the cowherd community by my transcendental potency, for I am their shelter. I am their master, and indeed, they are my own family after all. I've taken a vow to protect my devotees. Now, he hasn't spoken Bhagavad Gita yet, But we know he spoke Bhagavad Gita long, long, long before. In the background, you can see Govardhan Hill rising, and we see the torrents of rain and the lightning coming down. Nice painting, a Biji Sharma painting, and so many cows. With my mystic power, I will protect the people of Raja who have taken shelter of me, who consider me their lord, and who are my relatives. This is my vow. That's some background music for Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill. As easily as a child holds up a mushroom, Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill with one hand. And then the Lord addressed, "O Mother, O Father, O resident of Braja, if you wish, you may now come under this hill with your cows." Another nice painting, Krishna's lifting the hill of Govardhan. Torrents of rain are coming down the side of Govardhan Hill, and they're all provided some form of protection. The water is streaming down the sides of Govardhan Hill. Now, by the way, I'm not changing the slides, just going on manually. Look up in the upper section of this slide. Where is it? Oh, it went away. I have to let it go manually. In one of the images, it shows Sudarshan Chakra. Let's see if I can get that image back. If it goes properly. Yes. Look right at the top center. There's Sudarshan Chakra. According to the local history, the reason that the water didn't go underneath the hill that Krishna was lifting is Sudarshan Chakra was moving about so swiftly, around and around and around and around with heat and swift movement, that the water was evaporated. And those of you who have been to Govardhan and done Govardhan Parikrama, you surely remember this very sacred place along the side of Manasi Ganga, the place that's called Chakra Tirtha. Chakra Tirtha is the place where Sudarshan Chakra, after the Govardhan Leela was finished, was fatigued and given a place to rest, just by the side of Manasi Ganga. And it's that same Chakra Tirtha area that Sanatana Goswami, because it's so sacred, he made a bhajan kutir there. And in that place, he would chant his japa every day for a long, long period of time. And it's from that place that the Govardhan Shila that you'll find today at the Radhadamodar temple, where Krishna came and told Sanatana Goswami, "You're so old. You don't need to do this vrat anymore." "No, I made this vrat. I must go around Govardhan Hill." So Krishna placed his foot and his walking stick and a footprint of a calf in that shila of Govardhan. It melted. Said, "You just circumambulate this a few times, and that's as good as you're going around Govardhan Hill." So that's what Sanatana Goswami did under the order of Krishna. And when you go to Vrindavan and visit Radhadamodar temple, you find that shila on the altar. And this is the chakra, the place where the Sudarshan Chakra rested after the Govardhan Leela. So many paintings, because the Leela is so celebrated, we'll just go a little more quickly. By continuously drinking the nectar of the beauty and sweetness of Sri Krishna, the residents of Vrindavan felt no hunger, thirst, or fatigue. And Krishna, seeing their beautiful forms, also forgot eating, drinking, and sleeping for 7 days. That's a long vrata, but they were wasn't difficult because they were in such ecstasy seeing one another and being with one another uninterruptedly. Wonderful pastime. Here is a painting which you'll see a more complete picture of. This is just the right side of the painting where the lightning is up above the Govardhan Hill. You'll see drops of rain coming down the side of Govardhan Hill. And the Brijvasis enjoying being with Krishna, that's all. The ladies, Nanda Maharaj, some of the cowherds, many of the cows enjoying this pastime with Krishna. And celebrated pastime. Krishna said, you should have no fear that this mountain will fall from my hand. And don't be afraid of the wind and rain, for your deliverance from these afflictions has already been arranged. Their minds thus pacified by Lord Krishna, they all entered beneath the hill, where they found ample room for themselves and all their cows, wagons, servants, and priests, and for all other members of the community as well. Now consider, those of you that have been to Govardhan, and you saw that aerial photograph. Govardhan now, of course, is smaller, but how is 900,000 cows and everyone's wagons and paraphernalia and everything been under the hill? And the answer is, the hill expanded, feeling the touch of Krishna. Lord Krishna, forgetting hunger and thirst, putting aside all considerations of personal pleasure, stood there, holding up the hill for 7 days as the people of Braja gazed upon him. Lord Krishna held up the mountain while his praises were chanted by the residents of Vrindavan, all of whom had the opportunity to dwell together with him and who glanced at him with joyful and amazed eyes. Thus, the cowherd men and women were all elated, and out of loving affection, they opened their eyes wide. Nice depiction in this painting. See the lightning up above Govardhan Hill, two kind of skinny peacocks moving about the top of Govardhan Hill. There were many other animals, though. We'll hear about the animals. There's...
I just wanted to think about
it. Okay. You have a cutoff time at 6, and I haven't finished pastime. So I'll need some instruction. So I just end at 6 because it's 6? What should I do? Please inform me. Should I finish the pastime or just bow and offer respects to Govardhan Hill? Someone who's...
You can finish the past.
Okay. Okay, thank you. I'll try to go quickly. It's you can see I'm enjoying.
Sorry, Max.
Okay. Okay. Look at the top. You see Airavata with many trunks. And Indra riding on top of Airavata, he didn't get the picture yet that Krishna is defeating his pride, but sure enough, that happened. Krishna's lifting of Govardhan Hill is full of fascinating details. We'll hear some of them. And has for thousands of years remained one of his most famous pastimes. That's a statement by Prabhupada from Krishna book. Here's a nice painting. Some of the cowherd boys below, they're playing musical instruments. There's Nanda Maharaj with his cane holding up Govardhan Hill. There's Krishna having glances upon the very beautiful gopis. And of course, the gopis are exchanging glances with Krishna. It's a grand festival. There's this raised area that Krishna was standing on, so the hill was sufficiently tall, everyone could fit under. Another nice painting with Radharani and Krishna together, Krishna lifting the hill. seated in front of Radha playing the tambura, that's Lalita. And Lalita is wearing the peacock-looking dress, peacock feather-looking dress. And by her side, wearing a blue sari, is Vishakha. And other of the gopis who are expert in various ways, worshipping Radha and Krishna. This is one very beautiful depiction of the Govardhan Lila. Here's that same painting you saw before, but the full panorama. All the cowherds underneath Govardhan Hill, their cows, their bullocks, their paraphernalia, everything being protected under Krishna. Prabhupada writes, ordinarily a large cowherd community with many thousands of cows, calves, bulls, could not fit under the base of a medium-sized hill like Govardhan. However, because Govardhan was in ecstasy, touched by Krishna, its inconceivable power expanded, and it even felt the hundreds of deadly thunderbolts thrown upon its back by angry Indra to be offerings of soft, fragrant flowers. Govardhan Hill was in ecstasy, as were all the residents of Vrindavan. At times, Sri Govardhan was not even aware that the thunderbolts were striking. We find this description from Hari Vansha, where they're quoting Krishna himself saying, Sri Govardhan can give shelter to all the three worlds, what to speak of the simple land of Braja. Krishna had such affection for Govardhan. And then the animals. When Indra's attack began and Krishna lifted the hill, the deer, wild hogs, and other animals and birds standing on the hill's flanks climbed up to its peaks. And even they did not experience the slightest distress. The inhabitants of Vrindavan and the animals remained there for 1 week without being disturbed by hunger, thirst, or any other discomfort. Now, we heard about Sudarshan Chakra being the cause of the flood not going underneath the hill. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that simply by Krishna's potency, the water surrounding the hill dried up as it fell to the ground. So either way, everyone was safe. That's Krishna's arrangement by his transcendental potency. You see up on the painting to the right, you see the deer and some monkeys and some other animals. They're protected also by Krishna's own arrangements. So many nice paintings of different style, different moods, of different artists, but essentially the same. And the very last, reaching the home stretch of this pastime, in the painting, look down at the bottom, you'll see Indra with his crown on, paying obeisances before Krishna, who's still lifting Govardhan Hill. When Indra observed this exhibition of Krishna's mystic power, he became astonished, pulled down from his platform of false pride, and his intentions thwarted. He ordered the clouds to desist. There's Airavata in the lower right, Indra at the very bottom, offering his obeisances in front of everybody, before the residents of Vrindavan and Krishna. So Krishna instructed, my dear cowherd men, please go with your wives and children and possessions. Do you hear the birds chirping?
Yeah.
The rain has cleared and the flood has subsided and everything's back to normal again. The wind and rain have stopped. And the river's high waters have subsided. From the sky, the demigods were showering flowers and singing Krishna's praises. Big festival in the whole universe took place. They observed this wonderful feat of Krishna. defeating the pride of Indra. Demigods played kettle drums and blew their conch shells and began to sing and dance. Wonderful display of Krishna's power. When all living creatures looked on, the Supreme Personality of God had put down the hill in its original place, just as it had stood before. In this painting, take note, on top of Govardhan Hill, there's a temple. Now, we don't go up on Govardhan Hill because we follow Lord Chaitanya, who didn't go on Govardhan Hill, accepting it to be non-different than Krishna. You don't put your foot on Krishna. But the Vrijavasis at the time, they didn't have that understanding. Govardhan Hill is the best of the devotees, and there's temple on top of the hill. That temple is a temple of Gopal, the form of Krishna and the deity form lifting of Govardhan Hill. Surrounded by his loving cowherd boyfriends and Lord Balaram, Krishna went off to the place where he had been tending his cows. The cowherd girls returned to their homes, singing joyfully about the lifting of Govardhan Hill and other glorious deeds performed by Lord Krishna, who had so deeply touched their hearts. And now comes the home stretch. The Leela is over, but Indra needs to come and seek forgiveness. There are some descriptions that say that Indra went to Brihaspati and told him everything that happened. And Brihaspati scolded him. Indra, you do these things. You become proud. And so what to do? Said, I think if you go to ask forgiveness from Krishna, he won't even look at you. But if you go with one of his dear devotees, then you'll have a chance. And dear to Krishna are the cows. If you go to Surabhi and invite Surabhi to come with you, then you'll have a chance. So there's a detail you might be interested to hear, that there are Surabhi cows in Krishna Loka, and there's an expansion of the Surabhi cows in Krishna Loka to a place in the heavenly realm where there's also an abode of Surabhi cows. According to the explanation of Acharyas, that's where Indra went, and Surabhi was very glad to go with Indra, and together they went to visit Krishna to seek Indra's forgiveness. A nice little line drawn behind Indra is Surabhi, and there's Indra bowing before Krishna. Indra was very ashamed. He had offended Krishna. Big time. Approaching him in a solitary place, Krishna specifically, the commentary says, he went to a remote place so privately Indra could offer the following prayers. Placing his head and his helmet at Krishna's feet, he spoke the following prayers. Your transcendental form, a manifestation of pure goodness, is undisturbed by change, shining with knowledge and devoid of passion and ignorance. In you does not exist the mighty flow of the modes of material nature, which is based on illusion and ignorance. How then could there exist in you the symptoms of an ignorant person, such as greed, lust, anger, and envy, which are produced by one's previous involvement in material existence, and which cause one to be further entangled in material existence? And yet, as the Supreme Lord, you impose punishment to protect religious principles and curb down the wicked. In this little drawing, it has Airavata with a bucket pouring water on Krishna. It's not really how it happened. I guess for a children's story, that might work. You are the father and spiritual master of this entire universe, and also its supreme controller. You are insurmountable time, imposing punishment upon the sinful for their own benefit. Indeed, in your various incarnations, selected by your own free will, you act decisively to remove the false pride of those who presume themselves masters of this world. Even fools like me, who proudly think themselves universal lords, quickly give up their conceit. Took 7 days, wasn't so quick. And directly take to the path of the path of the spiritually progressive. When they see you are fearless, even in the face of time, thus you punish the mischievous only to instruct them. This is a much better painting. It shows Aravata with his trunk. No, this shows another bucket in Aravata's trunk. That's not right. And Surabhi is bathing Krishna with her milk. Engrossed in pride over my ruling power, ignorant of your majesty, I offended you. O Lord, may you forgive me. My intelligence was bewildered, but that my consciousness never again be so impure. You descend into this world, O transcendent Lord, to destroy the warlords who burden the earth and create many terrible disturbances. O Lord, you simultaneously act for the welfare of those who faithfully serve your lotus feet. This is a much better painting. This is a BBT painting. This is Airavata from a long distance showering Krishna with some Ganges water. There's Surabhi getting ready to bathe Krishna with her milk. And up in the top, there's demigod showering flowers as Indra is offering his prayers. Obeisances unto you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the great soul, who are all pervading and who reside in the hearts of all. My obeisances unto you, Krishna, the chief of the Yadu dynasty, unto him who assumes transcendental bodies according to the desires of his devotees, unto him whose form is itself pure consciousness, unto him who is everything, who is the seed of everything, and who is the soul of all creatures. I offer my obeisances. So nice prayers. Krishna accepts. Here's again the painting of simultaneously Krishna being bathed by Surabhi, Airavata bathing Krishna with the Ganges water from his trunk. That's what this next line says. Indra, ordered by Aditi and other mothers of the demigods, anointed the Lord with heavenly Ganga water from the trunk of Indra's elephant carrier, Airavata. So Surabhi, Airavata, and then in the company of the demigods and great sages, Indra coronated Lord Krishna and gave him the name Govinda. I'm used to hearing, this is from Prabhupada's writing, I'm used to hearing that Surabhi said, he is not our Indra, you are our Indra. And we want to call you from this day forward, Govinda. So Surabhi gave the name, or Indra gave the name. Krishna is known as Govinda. And we're come to a close of pastime. There's a nice painting of Indra. There's a nice photograph of Govardhan Shila with decorated by Tulsi Manjris. Here's Krishna circumambulating Govardhan Hill with the calves and the cowherd boys through the forest of Vrindavan. Here's the Aniyor area of Govardhan. Well, this Anukut was offered. Here it is in the rainy season, quite different than this picture. Rainy season makes a big, big difference of how Govardhan looks, but this is resplendent in the rainy season. Here it is in the non-rainy season, but it's non-different, the transcendental place and we worship Govardhan. Many, many temples. I'll tell a little story to end, because I'm here in Boston. Some years ago, I was visiting Ranjan Swami in the Ukraine during Govardhan Puja time. And we attended a function in Kharkov on Govardhan Puja Day, but on national television, the devotees of Kyiv were being filmed for their honoring of Govardhan Puja, because the practice at that time was they would make a cake each year bigger than the previous year. And by the time I was there, the cake took the space of a whole hall. It was humongous cake. I saw it the next day from the film of the national television coming to where the devotees were. And there was all the people, not just Hare Krishna devotees having kirtan. There was a whole lot of people circumambulating around Govardhan Hill. It's a big festival. So I'm sure in Boston you'll have your nice offering of Anukut and worship of Krishna, but it's a celebrated pastime here in Mayapur. Bhaktisiddhanta established that this place on his very his headquarters, the Chaitanya Math, this is the place that's not different than Govardhan Hill in Shridham Mayapur. So may we offer our prayers to Govardhan Hill. Simple and fully transcendental. The form of Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill was discovered or revealed to Madhavendra Puri. Later, that deity became situated in Natadwar in Gujarat, and today being worshipped very, very nicely as Sri Nathanji. So that's it for our Govardhan Puja Katha, with lots of images and picture speaks a thousand words. And just hearing Prabhupada's words on this pastime has special potency. I believe, I have that faith. Just hearing Prabhupada's words has great potency. So thank you for the opportunity to address you all on this wonderful festival day, my favorite of all festival days. Thank you very much. Prabhupada ki jai. So whoever our facilitator is, you decide what you want to do next. We can end now and you can go on with your rest of your program. We can take some questions. You decide.
Thank you.